Good morning. Welcome to the Black Lads Cafe. I'm John Mark Dempsey. Have a cup of coffee on the house. It's Thursday, June 30th, Social Media Day. And you thought every day was Social Media Day. Sharing a table in the cafe with us this morning, our business commentator, Wyman Williams. On the Blacklands Cafe Facebook page, after our visit with Emily Glass, what city has the best Independence Day celebration in Northeast Texas? Let us hear from you. Today's factoid, mobile phones have 18 times more bacteria than toilet handles. Damn! Birthday. Don't know why. Born June 30th, 1917, Lena Horne. Former heavyweight champ Mike Tyson is 56. Olympic swimming great Michael Phelps is 37. This day in history. June 30th, 1936, Margaret Mitchell's novel, Gone with the Wind, is published.
They call her Corvette, and she belongs to the highway just for the sheer and simple joy of driving.
This day in 1953, the first Corvette rolls off the assembly line at the General Motors plant in Flint, Michigan.
Boy, what a car.
The voice of Dave Garraway. This day in 1971, the Supreme Court okayed the publication of the Pentagon Papers. The very same day, June 30th, 1971, the 26th Amendment to the Constitution, giving the vote to 18-year-olds, is ratified.
Always do the right thing.
That's it?
That's it.
I got it. I'm gone.
June 30th, 1989, Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing opens in theaters. On the KETR events calendar, the Charlotte Turner Memorial Car, Truck, and Motorcycle Show, benefiting CASA of Hunt County, is Saturday at the Alliance Bank, 6609 Wesley Street in Greenville. Vehicle registrations begin at 9 a.m. and the awards are at 1 p.m. And for more information on events in Northeast Texas or to post an event, see the events calendar at ketr.org. And our thought for the day is from Mike Tyson, whose birthday is today. One of the best I've heard. Everyone has a plan till they get punched in the mouth. Our guest at the cafe this morning is Wyman Williams, of course, former mayor of Commerce and longtime owner of William Chevrolet. Was that an accurate description?
Yes.
Businessman in Commerce. And yeah. So we want to continue to have Wyman on just to talk about whatever we might talk about. But certainly business is a good topic to talk about with Wyman Williams. Well, last time we talked, we were talking about Sherman, and the Texas Instruments was opening or planning to open a big new facility up there. Now, just in the past day or so, as we speak, yet another major company coming to Sherman. And again, this is in the area of the computer chips, microchips, silicon wafers being manufactured. And Sherman's just taking off.
Well, we were all surprised a few months ago when Texas Instruments announced a plan over several years to develop four plants
yep.
that will have a total value of $30 billion right there in Sherman. Well, this past week, it was announced that a Taiwanese company is going to build a $5 billion plant
mm-hmm.
In addition to what Texas Instruments is doing. And it adds to the opportunities for this region for jobs related to high tech. It's just going to be enormous.
So do you think Commerce and other communities get some fallout, some benefit from this over time?
I think absolutely, because Sherman's just an hour away, mm-hmm. and it's certainly not beyond a daily drive radius for most folks. And it's just going to be a huge benefit to this region. Of course, this being a university town, I would hope that young students here are thinking of, if they want to stay in this region, this is a yeah. place to look
yeah.
toward.
Right.
But you have to do your math to get into the business. It's got to be an emphasis.
Yeah, we'll keep coming back to all that STEM.
STEM is real.
Kind of education. And well, we've got some selling that needs to be done there.
Well, and that needs to go into local school districts, right, from this university, that opportunity is in the region.
Yeah.
But you have to prepare.
This company is the Global Wafers Incorporated, I think, out of Taiwan.
Mm-hmm.
And they're talking about 1,500 jobs with this plant. And again, they're doing silicon wafer manufacturing. And I don't know what to compare silicone wafers or microchips, but they're just hugely important.
Here's the deal. When you drive by area car dealerships and you don't see any new cars, wafers are the reason. And most of those, at least for General Motors, come from Taiwan. So think about the future of Taiwan and China related to what we're seeing with Russia and the Ukraine. Taiwan is questioning its future.
Yeah.
And has to, because its freedoms.
Yep.
So I think it's smart for a Taiwanese company to diversify beyond the island of Taiwan and get their business planted where the market is, and it's here.
Wow. Of course, we saw what happened with Hong Kong, not too long ago. So that's a whole other story and another huge concern. This is a result of the Texas Enterprise Fund, and they got a grant of $15 million, the Taiwanese company did, to build in Sherman. And then there's also, in the story that I showed you, some discussion of the Chapter 313 Texas tax code. This gives tax breaks for businesses coming in. Apparently there's some controversy about that. Not everybody thinks that's a good idea. But
well, giving incentives to get people to bring jobs to our state is always going to be controversial. But to me, it's such a wise investment of a few million to bring in billions of investment. Mm-hmm. And it's working. You know, we've got so much new business in Texas. It's amazing. Of course, it's disturbed our housing market in getting prices up.
Yep.
Of course, prices go up. We tend to complain about taxes on those inflated prices. So, you know, growth is expensive sometimes.
There was in this story I showed you, there's a this was a related story. I don't know if you saw this. A 750 home housing development has been announced near that TI facility in Sherman.
Well, so I think there will be thousands more.
Yeah.
In the near future,
yeah,
because it's a boom town, and you just look at Texas Instruments has been making wafers in Sherman for many, many years.
That's right.
So it's a tradition of having the support industries for that kind of production, and that's why this Taiwanese company jumps in after Texas Instruments expands, because they can easily support it.
So they've
got a workforce familiar with it.
There's a connection there.
Absolutely. It's kind of another tech town like Austin. It's just going to be phenomenal for this region.
Wow. And then I showed you another story. Governor Abbott has an office of small business assistance, and they recently had a meeting at Kilgore College. You know, they're trying to, I guess they have these meetings all over the state to help small businesses and entrepreneurs. We ought to see about getting one of those meetings at A&M Commerce.
Well, I have to say that Bonnie Hunter, who is our economic development director here in Commerce, has been very close in contact with these folks with different prospects that we've had.
Right.
And they're just such a user-friendly office in supplying information and then working a package that would incentivize the investment of an out-of-state company into Commerce, Texas. So it's helped us already.
Even though we haven't had a specific meeting here.
No, but it is. There's continuing assistance. Anytime there's a prospect, they are aggressively trying to bring jobs to Texas.
The Governor's Office of Small Business Assistance. Yeah. Wyman, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Well, John Mark, I appreciate the opportunity.
Wyman Williams, and you're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.